Sometimes the Catholic Church, we get accused of being backwards, retrograde, not moving along with the times, hard. And maybe we are. But if we are, it's because Jesus is that way. Jesus is very, very, very clear in the gospel today that marriage is between one man, one woman that lasts forever. They become, or until death, they become one flesh. What God has joined together, man must not separate. And as a Christian, it's mind-boggling to say, well, he didn't really mean that. I mean, he spoke strongly, but he doesn't really mean. No, he says it very clearly. This isn't the only place he says it. And it's difficult. Why is it difficult? Because this aspect of being fruitful and multiplying, as he says, goes back to the original way God created us. That it's like the most, one of the most fundamental drives in us, this drive to be united man to woman. And so because it's so powerful, the effects of original sin on it are very powerful as well. That it got distorted and, you know, wounded very deeply in the fall. And so we experience the effects of the fall in us and in society, but no one can look at society and say, like, oh, all these kind of the progressing of liberalizing how we view marriage has really, like, progressed and helped us, right? Like, skyrocketing divorce rates, kids growing up without, in broken families. No one can be like, oh, that was really a good thing that we accomplished. And even the Jews didn't get it right. It took Jesus, it took God to come back and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. We have to live this part of our life in the way that God intended, which is very difficult, and he says that. But why can we do it? We can do it because of God's grace working in us. And so we don't need to be ashamed of the fact that, you know, we believe in something that's different than the majority of the culture around us. What we can say is, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but then Jesus is wrong too, especially when it's some other Christians that kind of come after us for being, you know, hardcore or whatever, you know, words they want to throw at us. But in our little Alleluia verse today, it says, receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God. That we subscribe to the word of God, not as fundamentalists, not as, you know, Taliban Christians or whatever. It's built into us. It's rational. We can understand it more and more deeply. We're not just throwing Bibles at people that don't agree with us. But we also have to stand by the word of God. Otherwise, instead of receiving the word of God, we're receiving the word of Dominic. And I have a lot of, you know, criteria of what marriage is, and it maps on 90% to what God intended, but it's really my own creed. And so my own creed is the best one, but then of course, you in the pew say, well, no, my creed is the best one. Then you say, no, 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 no. And then we get into an argument, and then we all hate each other. Instead, let's listen to the word of God and subscribe to that, to receive the word of God 100% on the topic of marriage, on the topic of being fruitful and multiplying, on the topic of being united one together as man and wife.